This is the You and Whose Army Job, a Stargate Atlantis leverage crossover fic, written by Livia Penn, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG, contains the pairing Elliot Taylor, and takes place vaguely mid-season 1 for Leverage and vaguely post-series for Stargate Atlantis, but no real actual spoilers for either show. A petite brunette with a big leather laptop bag slung over her shoulder approaches Elliot's vantage point behind the brownstone stoop at about 5 minutes after 11. She's still 10 paces away when the shoulders go back slightly. She's noticed Elliot, waiting in the shadows of the stairwell. Elliot blinks, impressed. Lady looks like a civilian, but she's either got good instincts or one hell of a good eye. The lady's gaze passes over him, assessing him quickly, and she lifts her chin and strides past. She's not ignoring his presence, the way a woman might if she were nervous. Elliot can see that she's aware of him in the way she holds her hands, and more than that, that she's ready for him if he tries anything. Or thinks she is, anyway. Elliot studies her as she passes, getting more intrigued by the second. Her face is calm and a little stern, but there's definitely a disconnect between her clothes and the way she carries herself. She's dressed like an office drone, soft and nondescript, in fitted slacks with a matching blazer and a fuzzy cashmere sweater underneath. Her hair is pinned back in an elaborate twist, and her brown suede ballet flats have little bows on the toes. But it's clearly camouflage, as obvious to anyone with eyes as Parker in a bridesmaid's dress, or Hardison all thugged up. This lady is nobody, Elliot knows, but whoever she is, she walks like a fighter. Then she's past him, and he reluctantly drags his gaze away from the rear view and glances up the block again. Elliot's actual target habitually leaves his apartment sometime between 10:30 and 11:15 on a weekday, going out for a late dinner after work. If he doesn't decide to go out in the next 10 minutes, he won't be coming out tonight at all. Elliot has a feeling that this isn't going to be his night. There's a sudden crash from behind him, and Elliot spins, glancing up the street. He raises his eyebrows, surprised. A scruffy-looking crackhead is making a break for it with the brunette's shoulder bag. That crash was her getting shoved against one of those big plastic trash cans and knocking it over. Half a block back, she's rolling to a crouch, pushing herself up and coming after him. "Stop!" she shouts after the mugger. "Stop now!" And that's not a plea. That's a warning. "Elliot? Trouble?" Nate asks over Elliot's comm. Elliot grunts a negative, edging towards the sidewalk. He's almost tempted to let the guy pass. The lady is fast, she's only picking up speed, and she looks like the kind of gal who knows what she's gonna do when she gets where she's going. But that wouldn't be gentlemanly, now would it? And the mark probably isn't gonna show tonight anyway. And also, Elliot is curious. So he steps out onto the sidewalk and clotheslines the guy. Not too hard, he doesn't want to crush his windpipe or anything. Too much fuss. Besides, the lady just might be law. The guy goes down hard on his back, spluttering, and Elliot steps back, letting the guy get up and take a swing at him. He misses, of course, and then the lady's there. She jumps in, grabbing the crackhead by the shoulder and spinning him around, then jerks her bag right out of his hands. "Bitch!" snarls the mugger, and takes a swing at her as she drops the strap of her bag over her head, settling it on her hip. She dodges easily, but Elliot's already on the move. "Oh, hell no," he says, reaching out to grab a handful of the guy's jacket and drag him out of her zone. But he misses, because the lady's already got the guy by the collar, yanking his head down to smack into her knee, then using the momentum of his recoil to slam him face first into the pillar of the stoop. She doesn't bother restraining his hands. They're pressed against his face, blood from his nose already beginning to leak through his fingers. She just pats him down like a pro, quick but thorough. Finding a knife in his back pocket, she flips it over her shoulder into the bushes and steps back, toward the edge of the sidewalk. What the hell is that fighting style? Elliot can't place it. He can't. What the hell? Who is she? He does notice that she's keeping a weather eye on him, not turning her back or getting close enough for him to grab. He snorts as it hits him. She thinks Elliot and the mugger are working together, running a job on her. Well, that'll teach him to be a white knight. But it's not like he can really blame her. A random crackhead grabs her bag, and a good-looking hero steps out of the shadows just in time to get it back. Of course it's a setup. Even Elliot can hardly believe it's not, and he actually knows better. The fact that it's exactly what he'd assume in her situation? Well, if Elliot wasn't sure before that she's a player, he is now. He hopes she's not after the diamonds. There's enough players in the current game already. The crackhead coughs and pushes himself away from the pillar, one hand going to his back pocket for the knife. His eyes widen when he realizes it's gone, and he starts toward Elliot and the lady again. Elliot snaps a fist out. Cracking him once in the cheekbone, he bares his teeth, giving the guy the crazy eyes. "Get out of here! Come on!" The crackhead snarls, and Elliot raises his eyebrows. "Really? Seriously?" The guy finally frickin' decides to cut his losses and turns, taking down the block. Elliot growls after him, but lets him go, turning to the lady. "You all right, ma'am?" "I am fine," she says, one eye still half on him as she goes through the contents of her bag. A civilian would probably just trust that everything was still there. The crackhead only had his hands on it for 20 seconds, maybe. Not enough time to palm or switch anything, unless he was a pro. But this lady isn't taking anything on faith. Elliot leans in, trying to get a look without looking too much like he's looking. Luckily, the lady's pretty short, so he's got a good angle. Her fingers brush over the edge of a laptop computer, a bulging manila envelope, and a couple of books. The only one with the spine up is a tourist guide to Manhattan. The lady takes a short breath and snaps the clutch of the bag closed again. Turning to face Elliot, she gives him an extremely tight, fake smile. "Thank you." "Not a problem, ma'am. My pleasure, in fact." Elliot sticks his hands in his pocket and sidles closer. "You new in town?" "I am." She inhales again, lets it out, nostrils flaring and lips pressed tightly together. She's clearly trying to cool off and let it go, but, oh man, is she ever pissed that the crackhead got the drop on her? Elliot can tell, mostly because he'd be pissed too. "Me too," Elliot says, which is true as far as it goes. Most places, he doesn't get a chance to be anything but new. "Hell of a town, huh? City that never sleeps and all." "This is how you talk to women?" says Hardison from the peanut gallery. "Really?" The lady's smile this time is more controlled, but Elliot would bet, just as fake. It is most impressive. Tough gal. Elliot likes that. He wants to pat her on the back, tell her that people are unpredictable when they're high. 3 out of 5 of Elliot's most impressive scars are from injuries he didn't even get in the line of duty or on the job, but from random fucking jackasses just like that mugger, hopped up on moonshine or meth or God only knows. He can't count the number of guys he's known who toughed their way through war zones and ended up getting dropped in bar fights or strip club parking lots. So yeah, he kinda wants to tell her not to beat herself up about it. But he also knows how he'd react to that kind of condescending crap from a stranger. He keeps it to himself. "I'll say," Elliot says. "My name's Elliot, by the way." He sticks out his hand. Her eyes lock onto his, warily, and then her eyes flicker over his ensemble, chosen by Sophie to look scruffy, shading into outright disreputable. Elliot sighs, retracting his hand and sticking it back in his pocket. Why did he have to be playing the dealer tonight? Why couldn't he be the stockbroker, or the cowboy, or even the hipster in ladies' jeans and a keffiyeh? Women love all those guys. Although the stockbroker has been suffering a drop in popularity lately. Still, even the hipster gets an acceptable amount of play. Elliot doesn't get that at all. But still. While I appreciate your assistance, Elliot, says the lady, I am not looking to make new friends. That's the most tactful, and also maybe the clearest fuck off Elliot's gotten in a long while. Well, the clearest that wasn't stated in those exact terms, anyway. Hardison and Parker seem to think so, too, judging by the resounding hoots and shrill giggles coming over the comm. Elliot ignores them, shrugging agreeably. He and the lady look at each other, and all of a sudden his phone rings. Dude, Elliot! Hardison whispers in his ear. I gotta see this. Show me this girl. Elliot knows that Hardison only wants the picture in order to enable further mocking opportunities, probably in the form of one of those stupid internet cat pictures. But who cares? He digs around in his pocket, enabling the BlackBerry's minicam with his thumb before pulling it out. He twists his wrist casually on the way up, aiming at the lady's direction, and she fakes a sneeze. It's a good one. The only way Elliot knows it's fake is because there's no way she just happened to sneeze at just the right moment to block his shot, bending at the waist and bringing up a hand to cover her face. Just no way. Nobody's that lucky. Elliot has the phone to his ear. He stares. The lady stares back, eyebrows raised. She looks expectant and just a bit mocking. God damn, but that mucker must have been on the good drugs, or maybe just blind. Sure, she's small, and a woman alone, but if Elliot had been going among somebody tonight, he wouldn't have picked this lady. Not on a dare. Nice, Hardison informs him over the comm. But despite what you see in the movies, I can't actually extrapolate a face from a blurry picture of the top of someone's head. Elliot grits his teeth. Meanwhile, the lady has sidestepped him, edging off to Elliot's left without breaking eye contact. The phone's to Elliot's right ear. There's no way he can aim the camera at her again without being hella obvious. He watches the lady move out of his reach and considers. He knows he could head back to the team's temporary HQ and sketch up a headshot for Hardison to run through his databases. Hell, he probably wouldn't even need the picture. 5'3", 5'4", black or mixed. Speaks English just a little too much like an American to actually be one. It might take 10 whole minutes, but Hardison could probably find her. This lady is definitely somebody. Somebody's got to know her. That's the easy way, though. And when has Elliot ever gone for the easy way? He grins and decides, just for the hell of it, to be really goddamn obvious. He'll get a picture, or she'll punch him. Either way, he's gonna count it as a win. He turns to face her head-on, aiming the camera lens directly at her face. Hey, smile pretty! Her hand is already coming up, fingers splayed to block her face, but the motion doubles to effectively mask the shift in her posture that usually would have served to warn Elliot that she was about to launch a kick. As it is, the pointy toe of her shoe catches him right on the tendon, and his fingers loosen and the phone goes flying. A fight, then. Elliot grins and steps out onto the sidewalk, rolling his head to one side, then the other. Excuse me? What the hell is going on out there? Nate snaps over the comm. Elliot! Who are you? Elliot demands. Where'd you learn how to fight? Who are you, Elliot? The lady inquires coolly. What do you want? That's a good question, Elliot says. Everybody says world peace, you know, but I'm not sure it would. While he's talking, the lady shifts her shoulder bag so that the strap goes across her chest, the bag hanging at one hip. Elliot breaks off in the middle of a phrase, snapping a kick toward her opposite knee. He's being a gentleman, which goes against his instincts. During a fight, anyway. But the bag is clearly important to the lady, and even though she just kicked his phone into the wall, he doesn't need to break her stuff just to satisfy his curiosity. She skips back, shifts close again, throws a punch that Elliot easily dodges. He feels really good about that, until her other fist lands in his gut. He coughs, doubling over. He hasn't missed a feint like that since grade school. What the hell? The lady follows up with an elbow strike to his head, and Elliot barely blocks it, rattled. He shifts into a defensive stance, and she moves back, not quite out of range. Just close enough for him to land another good kick, in fact, but Elliot holds back. He doesn't see what the trick is, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. He shifts his gaze to her eyes, just for a second, and is surprised to see that she is staring him right in the face, not watching his feet or his shoulders. He winks at her, and she blinks. Elliot takes advantage of the moment and tries to kick her in the knee again, thinking maybe she'll duck back like she did last time. If she does, he can use the momentum, land on his other foot, kick her in the head maybe. But bizarrely, she steps into the kick rather than out of his range, and Elliot's foot jabs harmlessly between her knees, just as the heel of her hand smacks into his sternum. He coughs again, disbelievingly. She bends, hooks a hand behind his knee and pulls, and he's flat on his back. What the fuck? Elliot rolls, trying to tangle his ankles with hers, take her down. But she goes with against him again, falling but not getting tangled, like this is a dance they've practiced 1,000 times. She lands hard in his chest, elbow slamming into his ribs, then tucks into a tumble and ends up on her feet, one ballet flat planted firmly on his neck. Elliot faints like he's going to roll left, but she leans more of her weight onto his throat. He plants his hands flat in the sidewalk, tipping his head back in surrender. She nods acknowledgement. Who do you work for?
Nobody,
Elliot croaks, and the ballet flat presses down harder.
Do you need...
Should I send in some backup? Hardison asks, very diplomatically.
You know, just to... Elliot?
Elliot chokes, starting to see stars around the edges of his vision, and the lady bends carefully and gives him an abbreviated pat-down. She looks surprised not to find a gun in his jacket, and she lets up a little. Elliot sucks in a rough breath.
I work alone, he growls, hoping Hardison will get the hint. Are you with the Trust?
She snaps.
Never heard of it,
Elliot says honestly. Her eyes narrow, but for some reason she seems to believe him, and she eases up a little more.
What do you want, then? Your phone number?
Worth a shot. The ballet flat presses down again. Okay, maybe not.
How about the phone number of your dojo?
He manages to gasp out. She stares down at him, a few loose strands of hair framing her stern face. After a moment, she steps back, and Elliot sits up cautiously, rubbing his throat.
Seriously, where'd you learn to fight like that?
You've never been there, says the woman.
You never will be.
Elliot laughs hoarsely.
Try me.
As I said, says the woman, tucking one loose strand of hair behind her ear.
I'm not looking to make new friends, nor am I looking for new students.
It's dark and all, but there's a glint in her eye that makes Elliot suspect she's laughing at him.
No matter how promising.
Okay, she's definitely laughing at him.
Well, what can Elliot say? He's always been kind of weak for a girl with a glint in her eye.
He grins, boosting himself up to perch on the stoop.
They say diamonds are a girl's best friend.
He tries, but this shot goes wide of the mark. If she's on the same job that the team is, if she's after the diamonds, then she's doing a damn good job of looking clueless.
Or maybe you're not looking for those kind of friends either.
The lady cocks her head.
I suspect I was not your intended target. Lady, I got no idea who you are,
Elliot says honestly.
Except that you're gorgeous, and I've never seen your fighting style before, anywhere. If you were just good-looking, I could let it go. But the way you fight...
He shakes his head, smiling. A thought seems to occur to the lady, and she glances away. Elliot leans to the side, trying to catch her really smiling. But when she looks back at him, there's barely a hint of amusement in her eyes, and he might even be imagining that. I have a friend who trains at Noack's on West 27th, she says.
He has been complaining about the lack of decent sparring partners.
Here in the city?
Here on this continent, she says, a little sardonic, but mostly serious. Nice.
Sounds like a guy after my own heart, Elliot says. How will I know him?
You'll know him. Now her mouth does quirk up in a smile, and this time she doesn't try to suppress it. Elliot swallows hard. After a moment, she nods at him and turns to go.
Hey, who should I say sent me? Elliot calls after her. Hey!
But she keeps on walking and doesn't turn back. Damn, Elliot says quietly, watching her go. He's been ignoring the whispering and quiet chatter on the comm. He's got a lot of practice at blocking it out during fights. He tunes back in now, just in time to hear Parker whisper, "Got a visual. Wait, that can't be right. Elliot, is that her? Brown suit, black bag? She's so little!"
Wait, this girl has better wushu than Elliot, and she's not even bigger than him?
Hardison sounds way too delighted. Elliot glances around, irritated, trying to spot whatever ledge Parker's hanging from by her toes, but the rooftops above are full of shadows, and he gives up with an annoyed grunt.
How little are we talking?
Tiny little!
I see her.
Goodness, she is tiny, Sophie chimes in, taken aback. Actually, she looks like somebody's mother. Elliot, have you been feeling all right?
She does not! Elliot hisses under his breath, and I'm fine!
He watches a few final seconds as the lady reaches the corner and turns, disappearing from sight. His eyes slumping back against the steps. Leaning back on his elbows and sucking in air, he tries not to wheeze too loudly over the comm.
Sophie's right. That is totally the "I'm a mom, but I still look good" do, Hardison says helpfully. That teeny little sister is somebody's mama, and she just kicked your butt.
Shut up.
Too bad her friend is a dude, Hardison adds. Oh, but maybe you could ask him if your teeny tiny lady friend's got a big sister. We could double date.
Hardison, Elliot begins, and then Nate cuts in.
Elliot, Nate says, in his "wait till daddy gets home." Oh, wait, I'm the daddy, and I am home voice.
Elliot groans.
What the hell was that?
I've never seen that fighting style before.
And? Really? Elliot's gotta explain this?
And I've never seen that fighting style before, he says, slow and hard and meaningful.
He straightens up, brushing himself off. He's cool. He's all right.
It's not even midnight, and he's not short of breath. Not much, anyway.
He heads off toward the main street, the opposite direction from the lady.
He's limping a little. Whatever, he's fine.
Okay, Nate says wearily.
Now what?
Please, Hardison says, and Elliot grins.
Man's got a gym to join.
Damn betcha, says Elliot, and limps on down the block.
The end.